What's up, guys and gals? I am building rosters right now, and I was thinking through the Jaguars-Chiefs game, and I had a thought that I wanted to share with you guys because I've had this. I realized I've had this question a couple times. I think I got asked it on the Run to Daylight podcast with Todd tonight from somebody who called in, and then another buddy texted me to ask. About playing Didi and Fournette together. And the question of whether that's playing things too safe or, you know, if you have to choose one or the other. So we kind of touched on that a little bit in the NFL Edge on Saquon and Ingram because the prices are a lot higher on that combo. We might be limiting upside, you know, and it's such a bad offense. We might be limiting upside a little bit in tournaments playing them together, especially large field tournaments. But on Didi and Fournette, with the price difference, I really feel comfortable playing them together, essentially. Because if you look at it as a block of salary that you're spending, a lot of people want to think, well, what if one of these guys has a bad game? But realistically, if you play them as a combo, a bad game from them combined is going to be 25 points. You know, and like at that salary, at what is that? 10.8K, 10.9K, it would be difficult to just like pair two guys and guarantee that that's your floor. Whereas ceiling in this game with the Chiefs on the other side, it's very easy for the Jaguars to go for four touchdowns in this game. I mean, that's not some crazy 5% scenario for the Jaguars to score four touchdowns. And if that happens, so much of the offense is going through these two guys that we could get three touchdowns out of this pairing. We could get each of them going for 100 yards out of this pairing. So the floor really is pretty high for the salary you're spending, and the ceiling remains high. So while other people would say like, well, I want to try to guess right on Fournette and then hope that I guess right on another wide receiver that has a big game, and they're having to get two of those things right, you could just say, well, I just want to try to get one thing right. And if the Chiefs score points, and then the Jaguars score points chasing them, then I end up with two big scores instead of just a really nice floor between these guys. So yeah, I don't know if you guys aren't on that game or you're not on those plays, you know, I'm not trying to swing you toward them, but if you've been on Didi and Fournette this week, yeah, and you've been wondering if you can play them together, that's my full thought on that. I just listened back to this to make sure it all made sense. And I sound like I'm half dead. I guess I talk more quietly at night, even though my son's like a floor above me. B, another thought that I'd had on this that I forgot to share there was on the field, these two work in tandem, the way that this offense is built. Because this offense should have a lot of bootleg action where they get the offensive line moving one way and, you know, the run game moving one way. And as soon as the defense starts to commit to that, they can, you know, bring it back with the bootleg going the other way to hit a big pass play. So essentially, I would imagine that Spags will just have the defense, you know, kind of paying more attention to the pass and saying, we'll give up some run. And so Fournette will have the bigger shot at the big game. But there's a chance that the defense starts getting sucked in on the run. And if they haven't been preaching all week, you know, respect the bootleg, then the Jags could end up hitting, you know, a big play to Didi, and he's the one who ends up having the big game. So they work in tandem in that way as well, as far as the floor is that if one of them has a bad game, it's likely the other one having a good game. And then as far as the ceiling, like I said before, it's not crazy to think they can both go for 100 yards here, both score a touchdown or two. All right, that's it.